Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I'm still drinking 50 cent sodas while these niggas popping champagne. I sold coke in the rock just to get in the game. I thought I owed everybody that gave me fame. And when shit went bad, I took the blame. I had a crew with hard heads, they doubted themselves. Man, I was drowning in the water, they ain't throw no help. My baby mother, we cool, she part of the guild. I kept joints on the feet, her body is silk. Hood love in the air when your boys around. I couldn't save homegirl from ups and downs. I'm still flipping through the books, 10 chapters to go. I write my life from Facebook, I'm just letting you know. The playground basketball, I used to do my tricks. God chose me and Marbury, took our flicks. Haters, I reload, then I buck them down. New store, new town, they wanna fuck me now. I keep gold on my finger, no drugs around. I'm counting hundreds, bringing gold in by the pound. Now when they bury me, tell them I'm the one that's real. I took chances, live life like a fairy tale. Lucky me, been the name, but they call me blessed. Now what's life when your whole world filled with stress? Either I cheated or I love them while I'm leaving. I'm whispering sweet nothing in the air while I'm beating. You ask me what's the reason childhood was the reason why I can't treat a woman the way she need to be treated. A bad father, lose my kids, that's the way it works. Off the road, thank God, no more paperwork. No chains I maintain, but I'm far from free, cause my own kids see me as an enemy. And if my pain plague rage on my conscience, me and Steph gotta chill with the nonsense. I'ma hurt better so when it's obvious, because I'm tired of these lanes and these promises. Man, I'm fresh about the jail, motherfucker. I was tired, I was sick of it. My jail, motherfucker. I'm back like Britney, I'm straight minus the rehab. The Drake got the game, I'm the one giving the lead pass. Unsigned, underground, I'm the underdog. One mistake in the light, you can lose it all. Mystical taught these girls how to shake it fast. Nigga on tape, but and no, taking ass. February income tax, better make it last. June come, food stamps, give it in for cash.
If I start flying, yeah. That was good. It's a real talk with Lucky Me, and we here with Brooklyn Black. What's happening, boy?
You know, what's good, what's good? Shout out to everybody who was in full effect at the Labor Day parade last night.
Yeah, yeah, Brooklyn, stand up. It's looking really nice out there. Lovely females in Brooklyn. Shout out to Best Style Brooklyn. I was definitely out there. Yo, Brooklyn Black, you know, some people died out there. 9 people died.
What?
Juve.
Yo. That's why last week, and even on my show, Friday, Saturday nights, I tell people, man, be safe. Y'all going out there. You know what I'm saying? It's not a game. People still wild out at these places. They get drunk. They get high. And, you know, they look as out to the wild out fans out. So if you're not no goon-type person, you ain't going out there with at least 20 people, then keep your ass from Juve. Point blank, straight up. And that goes for girls, too, because girls be getting it, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to give a shout-out to my baby mom, you know what I'm saying? She allowed me to spend some much-needed quality time with my little man, you know what I'm saying, did a little school shopping or whatever. I was able to chop it up with, you know, Brooklyn Black out there in Brooklyn. It's real heavy.
Not fucking with Lucky Me.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Fans. They call security checks on us and shit.
Yeah, they act like my coin wasn't good or whatever. It was real crazy out there. If you're tuning in, you know what I'm saying, this is Real Talk, sponsored, you know what I'm saying, by, all right, man, enjoy your day. Yeah, we still out in the store grinding, but sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, pregame radio, Brooklyn Black, he's the engine behind it all. And today we're talking about liars, lies. Hold on, y'all going to the store?
Yeah.
Yo, you can get me a grapefruit.
I'm going to the store.
You give me an orange juice and those cinnamon roll things. Thank you.
You
know what I'm
saying? Yeah. Right. Go ahead and get.
Shout out to everybody out there doing their things. Shout out to everybody who's out there and get the weather report and bring the umbrella with them.
All right.
Yeah, we talk about liars. I want to get into a joint that pretty much explains it all. You know, and this is something that's going to make y'all think, take y'all back for those who were, I don't know, born before 93. But we'll be right back.
Yeah.
It's 3-8-5-7-4-3-0-2. It's pregame radio. Luck one of the special R&B tonight. I don't know who Jones is, so
I've been feeling a little, you know what I'm saying? I've been feeling, you know, a little emotional lately. So I want to play some R&B, nothing but R&B today. Soft tracks. We're going to keep it smooth, you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it smooth.
All right, so let's do it. We'll be right back.
Uh-huh.
Tell me, why did you do this to me? After we made plans for family, and you swear you would bear my child, all the while you were out running wild, with your friends spinning all my ends, and I caught you screaming, ooh, I'm with him. I think it's time I let you know, you can go, that's the door. You're nothing but a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, heartbreaker, and I won't let you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the cars, the kids, and the dog. I want it all. You're nothing but a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, heartbreaker, and I won't let you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the cars, the kids, and the dog. I want it all. You're nothing but. Oh, 7 years I've lived this life, when inside you made me cry. Through it all, I still remain. Till you messed up and called me his name. Please don't explain. You go your way and I'll maintain. Don't worry, the kids are okay. Just remember you made it in good.
All alone on a Sunday morning, outside I see the
Yeah, we are back. We are back. We got an echo, but I'm good. Yo, we back. This Real Talk with Lucky Me and Elmira, and we here. I'm on my co-host, Brooklyn Black. He's also the sponsor of the show, you know what I'm saying, pregame radio, you know what I'm saying. Much salute to that dude. What we got in store for them today, Brooklyn Black?
Today we're going to be covering liars. We're going to be covering back to school. You know, for some people, back to school is as early as tomorrow, some Thursday.
Yes.
And, you know, just the all-around madness that Real Talk with Lucky Me brings. So I have everyone Elmira on the check-in. You know, you guys now have a voice, so utilize it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
For me, a luck will throw up a question on Facebook, even on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Here's where you have responses. So right now, I think we should get into women. What do you women think men lie about the most? Hit us up, 347-857-4302. You guys are listening via PC. Just scroll down to the left-hand side of your page to the bottom. You'll see the chat room. We're on it. We're in there on and popping, so you can type your questions in there, and we'll get them on air, give you shout-outs and all that stuff, all right? So, look.
Yes. All right. Now, before...
What would say that men lie about the most in this day and age?
That men lie about? Well, I mean, I got a couple responses from the ladies or whatever. We're going to start off with a Miss Baker of Elmira, and she says that men, they lie about the people they're sexing. I can address that. You want to address that, or should I address that?
All right. Here's the thing, because I see, you know, sexting, you know, it's the new wave of, I guess, you know, online cheating, you know, whatever it is, and you know, there's no physical stuff to it now. You know, when I started pregame radio, and I'm not sure about you, Luck, when you start doing your music thing. You know, you acquire fans, you acquire supporters, fanatics, haters, stalkers,
yes,
all that good stuff. And, you know, and especially on pregame radio, we constantly blast, you know, the email for the show. You want to send us music or, you know, support fan pictures, whatever. You know how the girls are doing. Hey, I love Brooklyn Black. I love pregame radio. So, hey, girls want to check in. I want to do that. Y'all can do that. Send it to me, pregameradio@gmail.com, and I'll post them in the pregame radio group on Facebook. But let's get into a call. We got a call. The last four digits is 8099. What's good? You're live on pregame radio. Real Talk with Lucky Me.
You on the air?
Yo.
Yo, what's
Yo.
Going on? What's your name? Where you calling from, boss?
What's happening, homie? This is Lewis. I'm calling from Rockland County.
Oh, what's going on, Lewis? How you doing? Rockland County, New City, Nyack, Spring Valley, Pearl River. Stand the fuck up. What's popping? Yo, we talking about liars.
How you been, homie?
Yo, I've been good. God is good. God is good. I just came back from Haverstraw and, you know, seen my son, took him school shopping. But we ain't talking about that right now. We're talking about lies. The females are saying that men lie. So
yeah, I had to hop in on this. I had to put some input in because I was talking to this female, you know what I mean? So I got to prep a little something for this.
Okay, wait, before you go into your story, because we gotta address what the females are saying first before you can go in, because I'm not going to talk about, you know, what we think the females lie, so we're gonna mail bash for a little bit. So the ladies are saying that we lie about the amount of girls that we sexing. Is that true, Lewis?
Well, I know I don't, and I know you don't, so, I mean, who's we?
Well, they're saying, well, I know as far as for me, you know what I'm saying? It's not that I lie.
A real man should keep it real. So if a real man, you know what I mean, if a female, yeah, I mean, I don't even know. Depending on the situation.
Lewis, how many females have you had sex with in your whole entire life, sir?
Oh, my God.
No, we're shooting it straight. No, but listen. It's a reason why I'm asking. Seriously. Give me a range. You don't got to say exactly. All right, let's just say... You're right. All right. Let's just say you had sex with 40 women in your whole entire life.
Okay.
You meet a nice, attractive young lady. You guys are enjoying a nice, good meal. And she's saying, you know what I'm saying? I can count. I only been with 7 guys or whatever my whole life. I don't really rush into things. So how many girls you been with? And she looks at you after she eating a pancake. She look at you and she's waiting for your response.
No, but you know the truth. The answer to that question for me, in any case that I've ever handled, is always, I mean, why ask a question that you know is gonna bother you?
Right.
So, I mean, why?
So ladies,
why? That to me, that's showing me that you the type of person that want to argue type of thing.
Mmm.
You know what I mean?
Is that true?
like, all right, so, yo, let me tell you a little quick story real quick.
Okay, go ahead. We listening?
Yo, I didn't know this chick for nothing. I mean, I met her on Facebook. I mean, I moved out to Massachusetts or whatever, and I was living out there. But the girl lives out here in New City.
New City.
So she knows some of my friends right there. She's beautiful. She's Puerto Rican and Egyptian and everything. So I was talking to her, whatever. And, yo, I just felt like she was being mad shady.
Okay.
Mad shady. You know what I mean? So I confronted her about it. I mean,
how did you confront her?
You know, like, obviously this story wouldn't be for nothing. It was a lie. Everything
mm-hmm.
she said was lies. Everything. I mean,
you felt hurt.
You name it. I asked her what her favorite color was. She lied about it. So,
okay. All right, now see, and here's what I gathered in. You know, of course, because I see hands going up. And if it's a woman, they're going to more likely disagree. But
let's get them on. Let's get them on.
Hold on. I say men, we lie, you know, to protect you. We lie, you know. And I'm saying we, as in men in general, not saying I personally do it, or Lux does it, or Homie Lewis does it. But
I do.
I do.
This is real talk with Lucky Me. I lie. Because, yeah, I have sex with a lot of women, and I use protection. But what girl really want to mess with a guy who slept with, like, 50 girls or whatever? Like, it sounds better for a guy to say, well, you know, I slept with 8 girls. You know, I was a virgin until I was 26, and I was a nerd. Like, they want to hear shit like that.
Hold up, though. Like, the females.
I've only had sex with 13 women in my life.
I'm sorry for you, sir, that you only had sex with 13 women in your life.
I'm sorry, too.
I'm sorry for you.
I did a couple of those 13. That's a different story. Now, the total of women, yes, 13. But we got a caller on Block Dive B on the low. What's good?
Let's get
on free game right there. Where you calling from?
Uh-oh. You
still on the air?
Yeah.
Is that a baby on the air?
I gotta go and spot the call real quick, show some love, and talk about that live real quick, that like little thing.
Yeah, we appreciate. Listen, Lucky Me, Brooklyn Black, and we appreciate you calling in. Shout. You wanna give me shouts, Lou?
Nah, I'm alright. I'm good. Just keep doing your thing. You heard?
Thank you. I never give up, man. That's one thing I don't do. I never give up. Is the caller still there, Brooklyn Black?
Nah, caller had dropped. You know, it's that's the thing about the callers who call in private. You know. They'll put their hand up, they want to get on, but then when we put them off, be like, say something, they choke.
All right, now listen, callers, if you're calling in and you're calling private, like I said, even if you guys, what I'm saying, want to make up fake names, you can say your name is Sally or whatever. We're just trying to get the feedback of the people. Our job is not to put your name on blast, put your number on blast. This is official. This is real. Radio, you know what I mean? We don't want to do that. Everything is on the low, pretty much. So if you want to call in or whatever, you can call private. It's okay. You press 1 to raise your hand, and we'll gladly get you in. And if you disagree or you agree with something, or you just want to speak your piece, call in. Hey, we got anybody with their hands up?
Nobody's their hands up. Everybody's still rocking. 607 is in here heavy.
All right. They're pretty much. To touch the topic on, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, let's go back. Now, the first thing that the female said, she said the guys were lying about their sexing. That pretty much, ladies, guys is going to lie about how many girls they sex because they don't want to make it seem like they penis then had mouths on it. You want a fresh penis, you know, like just like buying a car. If you ladies, y'all meet a guy, y'all want a car that's been ran down and, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't take gas very well. You want something good.
Okay, contradict himself because what man wants a chick like that? So that's why the chick will lie too. You know what I'm saying? Not to contradict you, but you know, but with that, you just pretty much poke the hole in your own logic.
Not really, because I don't. With women, I don't really ask that. I'll throw it out there if she says something to me. But if a girl had, I expect a woman, women to have like a large sexual appetite. It's obvious they sleep with a lot of guys, but it's when they don't use condoms and stuff like that. So if a girl said, hey, I slept with 40 niggas or whatever, I'm like, miss, one, how many kids do you have, and did you use protection? If she used protection, that's okay, because women are more hornier than guys, and they got to get theirs too. So I'm okay with that. So I don't see it as a double standard thing. And
that's
so...
Still no, cause I even asked you, because you know, look, you know, you're a different type of dude. And of course, yeah, everyone is entitled to a clean slate and all that good stuff. But
we just got I just got something from a Miss, I ain't gonna say her first name, but a Miss Burnett or whatever. She said that guys lie about saying I love you.
Bullshit.
Guys just I'm gonna have to agree with her. I think a lot of men they say the I love you word a lot and they really don't mean it. They just say it. But 50% of the reason why dudes say that is because that's what you guys wanna hear. And if our agenda is to get the buns and that's what you're waiting to hear, of course a guy is going to hit you with the low voice and be like, hey, you know, I was thinking and, you know. I'm really shy about saying this because I don't want to make it seem, you know, but I love you. And, you know, you can't really say that too much. You know what I'm saying? So guys say that. The females here like, oh, my God, he loves me. He can have these panties. Panties is coming right off. And so Brooklyn Black, have you ever told a girl that you loved her and didn't mean it?
No.
I have. I'm guilty. I got my hand up. I'm guilty as charged.
You know, those who know me, you know what I'm saying, they know, like, as far as my friends and my girls, all that.
What's this?
I mean, once,
this is yours. I don't want to.
Once you're in my life, you know what I mean?
Circle around
that spot. You know, unconditional love, unconditional loyalty, so you prove these things otherwise.
You don't eat.
So, bullshit, like a lot like that, yeah, most definitely. But we got to call it back, call it once again private.
Let's get him on.
It's your boy Brooklyn Black. Let us know where you're calling from.
These are all the same.
What's up?
Carly, you on the air with the baby?
Oh, sorry. He's a caller on the air with the baby.
How you doing, man? If you want to throw your name out there, where you calling from?
You can call me Miss Officer for now.
Miss Officer.
Oh shit, it's
awesome. Got him like wee. All right, miss, we're talking about liars. We're talking about liars. Ma'am, so what are the number one thing that guys lied to you about in the past? Or are they still lying to you?
Okay. Here's what I got. Guy who used to live in Elmira, then he moved to a different, like, part of New York.
Okay.
He wants me to move out there. He wants me to have his kid. Told me he loved me for, like, the first time since seeing each other for, like, 3 months. I was like, oh, so cute. Hit me with some lines. And I was like, oh, fell for it right then and there. And next morning, I was like, yeah, whatever. Total bullshit. But I don't know what to do with him. Like, he was my first. I want him to be my last. But I don't want no games. I already asked him, like, am I wasting my time? He's like, no, you're not. I just don't understand.
Okay, how long have you been with him, like, dealing with him?
Since May.
May. Have you guys been intimate?
Yes, I just said he was my first.
Okay, but I'm saying, but how quick did he get it?
Wait. All right. Let's just do back in May. Right? You
started
with him back in May.
Well, we started, like, talking really in May. We met in high school when I was a freshman. That was 4 years ago.
Okay. So, then, you know, okay, so y'all decided to kick me. Now, how long did it take for him to settle?
4 years that I knew him.
And you think this bullshit comes from what?
Right, like, if you want somebody to have your kid and you want them to move out to where you're at, don't you think, like, you would call them or text them every day or at least every other day? I don't hear from this guy for, like, 5-6 days or when he
wants. Wow. Miss, he has another bull.
Whoa. That can't be always the case, yo.
Yes, it is.
That can't be always the case.
Yes, you know we gotta shoot it straight on the show, and we're gonna shoot it straight. This is real talk.
We gonna shoot it straight. We gotta weigh in more variables. All right, now, shorty, does he work?
Yes, sir.
All right, like is it one of those real demanding, always overtime type jobs or not?
No, I have a job, and I'm always taking him out to places, like to dinner, the movies.
Spending coin?
Yep.
Who spends the most coins, you or him?
Me. Never dropped a dime, ever.
He's never dropped, like I said, Brooklyn Black, we need to shoot it straight. He got another bull. Because this is the reason why. We're in an era, it's not like when I was a little younger where we couldn't, you know, a cell phone and texting was like the biggest thing or whatever. Now you got Facebook, Twitter, texting. You even got phones that just have texting for like cheap. If it's your boo, you want to text her, good morning. Even if you don't speak to her all day, you're going to hit her at the end of that night. Yo, how was your day? This is what's going on. I just moved. This is what I got going on in my life. Da, da, da. This is what guys do. So if he's going 5 or 6 days and not hitting you up, he's preoccupied.
But he wants me to move out there with him. He's ready for me to, like, up, pack my bags, and go out there.
Well,
he's
don't
ready
go
to
nowhere.
Knock me up and have his kid.
I wouldn't
but
do it.
I have my sleeve, so that's not happening.
I say don't do it, you know what I'm saying, especially since, you know, if his attention is diverted and he's really not, you know, busy like that, you know, and while I say you wouldn't have another boo, who that wouldn't apply to, that would apply to people like me, people like Luck, who are, you know, we each got our own little businesses, we work, we do this, we do that, we're all over the place. So, and I mean, even when I was doing somebody else, I did still try to make some time to at least make contact every other day or every day, something like that. But if he's not doing no shit like that, and he's just like, you know, he goes home or he goes to work, deliver some pizzas, come home, play Xbox all night, and you don't hear from him for 5, 6 days, yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Luck on that one.
Miss, do you love him?
I don't know. I got strong feelings for him. Like, he was my first, and, like, I already told him I wanted him to be my last. I told him what it is. I told him that if he's wasting my time, just tell me, because I don't want to be used. I don't want to be stuck on one guy when there's 15 other that would really like to be with me, but I'm...
Yes, like,
and
lucky
like,
me.
No, I just want to be friends.
Yo, listen, yo, miss, at the end of the day, like I said, if you don't love him but you got strong feelings, yeah, I understand that thing. Because when a girl took – I lost my virginity at 18. When she took my goodies away from me, I thought I loved her, but I didn't love her. Huh? What'd you say, Brooklyn Black? What'd you say? Nah, but seriously, all jokes aside, like – you said it. You pretty much, you're spending all the coin. You know what I mean? He want to have a baby. The only reason why he want to have a baby because he want to tie you down. You know what I'm saying? He want to make sure that you are what he call, what we call for life pussy. So that you would be his baby mom. He can go mess around, do what he do, but your pussy will always be on call because you would, I guess, birth his child. And I always go by the thing that if a kid with somebody, he can always get that pussy. And I don't care what females say about dudes and they, oh, my baby father ain't shit. If he comes around and says the right things, he's going to get that pussy.
So, look, so you can, so are you, with that logic, you can hit any of your baby moms at any given time?
What?
Can I do what? What'd you say? Brooklyn Black?
I said, with that logic, could you hit any of your baby mothers at any given time?
Yes, I could. If I call, and she probably gonna curse me out when I get off the phone too. But listen, if I call her up and like, yo, I'm about to be in Havistraw, I'd get that pussy. If I go to the Bronx and I go be like, yo, I want that pussy, she gonna be like, maybe I buy a cookie, I'm gonna get that pussy.
Yo, we got another caller in the building. That's
let's get him on air.
Like,
if you buy her a shrimp roll, then you get the buns, okay?
Shrimp roll?
Yeah, the shrimp roll, because the cookie only going to get you to about second base.
Okay, how you doing, sir? Wait, where you calling from? Sounds like the Bronx.
You already know where I'm calling from. I'm calling from the ghetto. Okay?
All right. Oh, we got Q on the air in the building. Yo, we talking about lies.
We are talking about liars.
Yes. And so pretty much, Q, my question to you is, the ladies say that we lie about stuff like how much we make, the girls we sexing, and the fact that we don't love them. Like, you'll tell a female, I love you and don't mean it. What you have to say as far as that?
Well, I say men lie about stuff. Men lie about two things that don't matter and things to protect women. As women, they just lie about everything, period. Because whatever they're doing, it's some inch of wrong in it anyway.
Not all women.
Majority women. I'm saying you women are just evil. You'll curse me out, call me a liar, and say I'm cheating because this lady's my coworker, and tell me don't worry about your coworker, but you know where he lives. I don't know where my coworker lives. It's okay for your coworker to take you out to dinner, but I can't take my coworker out to dinner.
That's that. Laid up. See, now I got to step in on that one, because that's the truth. Now we switching gears, because honestly, I think females do lie more than men, and I totally agree with Q from the BX. You know what I'm saying? If you just tuned in, it's Real Talk with Lucky Me and Brooklyn Black, sponsored by the Pre-Game Radio. And we're talking about liars. And Q just made a good point. Females do lie a lot. Men lie about certain things. But the only reason why guys lie about certain things is because, like you said, to protect you girls' feelings. We can't tell you that we had sex with 20 people and you'd be like, oh, I still want you.
Exactly.
Can we do that, miss?
No, I think I'd be like, oh, wow. But I wouldn't be like, I can't sleep with you anymore.
Yeah, but you would think he's filthy. Like, if I told you I had sex with 80 people in my life, you'd be like, oh, his cock is used and abused.
I'd be like, ew, we're going to take you down to the hospital and get you tested. If you're clean.
Exactly. But you want me to accept all your baby daddies, all your so-called brothers. Oh, he's my brother. Really?
Oh, that's my cousin.
Your mama don't know that, man. How he your brother?
I don't know, it's going down.
If your mom doesn't know, then it's not your brother, though.
If you have
dad,
what?
Sticking around to your family, then there's something else going on. He's undercover.
Undercover. Wow. That's a whole different topic. Talking about gayness. Men lying about their sexuality.
Well,
Nasty.com.
I can't elaborate on that at all.
Me neither. What about your finances? Have you ever lied to a female to tell her how much you at a club, you know what I mean, you looking sharp, you know what I'm saying, True Legends on, Tim's, you crispy, and you meet a lady, and she seemed like she was a baller. She got her Prada purse on, her Jimmy Choo shoes, whatever you want to call it, and have you ever felt like you had to lie to get her number? Because if you said you worked at Burger King and you was a manager, she wouldn't give you the number?
Of course. Even a girl that has two Eating Better Tonight cards, you got to lie to, because she going to be
Hold on. For people that don't know, Eat Better Tonight is EBT. That's the food stamp card. That's what we call Eat Better Tonight card. Okay, you can finish it.
Exactly. Even her. She talk about, I don't want no bum-ass niggas. Girl, last time you had a job was the internship in high school. How do you don't want no bum-ass nigger? Beggars can't be choosy. But still, y'all hold the power, the key to the world. Vagina.
We're on the radio. Nah.
All right, we're going to get right back into it. We're going to hit a quick low clutch for taking bills and all that. Hit us up, 347-857-4302.
Yeah.
What is this number in your pocket? I remember when you used to throw those things away. Why do you wanna keep in touch now? Who gave you a reason to act so shady?
Ain't no cuisine my queen can't order. We can burn it up, do it on the camcorder. Let me hit it from the front till the gets shorter. The Harlem hang glider, hot float provider.
home under project halls and all-nighters. Grab your lighters, grab your privates. We break night, it takes flight. I'm the pilot. You look up in the sky, why am I so high? It must be the mold when you mix with tie. The new tri-state great gainer. If you don't know, this would be a no-brainer. Man, I get fame like Dana. Dame with frames, change up like I'm changing lanes. In the high octane range vote. Shorty got game, but game over.
Oh, every day new clothes. Look at the cut coupons. On three, got the heat, so bluff it. Slang is heavy, this touch is more than 20 ducats. Trunk it, kinda rich, now his pockets looking straight. Slam the D's on the Benzo, pancake by the gate. Mom, looking straight with her half, she got great. Lounging in her new home, that's about to say. I'll be your core mail, won't tell. You can get it when you want it, even though you got chicks all up on it. Don't matter, cause brother, you fly, I can't lie. I've been macking daddy from the corner of my eye. Now, baby, bring it on, don't be frontin' on your baby boo. All I wanna know is what's up with you, how can I get with you? Seems like you got a hold on me, it must be voodoo, cause baby, I want you. About so big, about so small, about this length, about this width, about this flow, about this yip. Instinct me and me right up your alleyway. Skip the Moet, let's chill with some Alizé. Enough stress in our day. Let me massage your mind as my missus will start to play. A ghetto sauce if you are, and I'll be your sexual chocolate bar. And I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep me strong for the tour. Brother, man, and me, damn the family. What else could we be with no one understands us but we? You were the first to tame me. Big T, I'm out.
Yo, we're back again. Real talk with Lucky Me with Brooklyn Black.
Yo. I just say it like this. at the end of the day, men lie, women lie. You know what I mean? It's both sides of the coin. The thing about it is, you know, like I said, depending on the person, they lie about different shit. You know, person like me, pretty much, you ask me a question, I'm going to give you an answer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's going to be the truth. It's like, hey, did you do? No. Do you know? No. Are you? Yes. You know, shit like that. But, and also, I was brought up, I don't know about the rest of y'all. You know, you don't talk about exes. You don't talk about stuff in the past with the new one. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't do that. So, like, the homie has said earlier, but Shorty does ask that is, you know, looking for trouble. And why go digging for trouble? You know what I mean? If you're trying to have everything good.
I mean, females, I don't know. I'm still sticking to the whole thing of females lie more than men. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm sticking to that. And because I believe it's the truth. I think guys get caught more.
If that flies out, men wouldn't.
Nate, what'd you say?
I said, the shit that women lie about, men wouldn't lie about.
Yo, I know for me, like, I'm a straight shooter, all right? Like, sometimes it get me brownie points with the females, and sometimes girls be like, ew? You know what I'm saying? I keep it straight across the board. So, like, I don't know, if a girl say, oh, would you eat the pussy in the first date? I'll be like, yeah. If it smells good and the mood is right, I'm eating that pussy in the first date. Like, that's the type of shit that I'll say, and I'm honest with it. As far as, like, past girls and relationship, I mean, if a girl asks me, oh, was you ever in love? I'll say, yeah. Have you ever cheated on a female? Like, that's the number one question a female want to know. Have you ever cheated on any of your exes? Most dudes will say no. But me, I'd be like, yeah, I cheated on her ass. She was getting on my nerves, and I found somebody else, so I cheated. So then they say, they say, oh, why not move on? Why keep her around? Why, you know what I'm saying, why not just get rid of relationships? Hell no. I invested, it's 6 months. I invested McDonald's money. I done got on the train. You know what I'm saying? I took you guys to the movies. I'm going to get my worth. So, you know what I'm saying? Guys, when females lie to us, we'll still keep a female alone because we still ain't finished. She may have some good pussy. She may be the fucking lionest bitch of all time. Excuse my language, ladies. Don't curse me out. But she might have some good meow. So if she got some good meow, she ain't going nowhere. But if she ain't worth shit and she's alive, she's out of here. Three strikes, you're out of here. I don't know. Maybe that's me. Maybe that's just me, Brooke. You know what I'm saying? But you sticking to your story. You never lied. Right, Brooke?
Nah, I know it's a lot to a girl. And you know what I'm saying? You can, the ones you know, you can hit them up on reference type shit. You know?
What about your finances? You never lied about your finances to any of the chicks? About how much you make or whatever?
Nah. Because straight up, most of them, you know what I'm saying? Most of them, they knew I worked. They knew what I did. You know what I'm saying? And hell, it's in work. It's, you know, it's in retail. You know, you only make between this much and that much anyway. Depending on what
you're doing. Well, you know, my advice to niggas, that the dudes that's listening, I think you should lie about what you make by not telling them what you make. So meaning, like, say for instance, like me, I have a little swap shop, which is located at 707 Lake Street in Elmira, New York, on the east side by Ernie Davis Middle School. They ask me, oh, huh? Oh, yeah, you stupid. So they'll ask me, they'll be like, oh, yeah, lucky you make a lot of money. You got a lot of money. You got your own shop and stuff like that. I tell them straight up, I am broke. And there's truth to that, but then there's a lie at the same time. Because at the end of the day, I'm not rich. So if I'm not rich, I'm broke. So that's my lie when it comes to my finances and stuff like that. And ladies, some dudes have to lie to you about their finances because they need a chance to get for you to know the real them. You know what I'm saying? Their personality, you know, like, I know how y'all give it up. Y'all meet a dude in a club, and you may not like him right then and there because you don't know him. But then a month later, you talking to your friend's girl, he is the best. He is so funny. He is hilarious. Da-da-da, this and that. Because in the club, he's screaming. You can't really get to learn his personality because you got your best on. You two-stepping, and he's trying to get you drunk. So you haven't really got a chance. Yo, we got how the call is looking, Brooklyn Black?
Actually, we got a call. Last 4 digits 9370. What's good? You're live on the air. It's Real Talk. You're lucky me.
You on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, where are you calling from, sir? Name? Calling from?
I'm Prince. Calling from
Elmira. Oh, wait, hold on. Is this the Prince from last week who didn't show up on the show last week?
Yeah, this one ain't show up. I ain't show up because my bitch was lying to me.
Oh.
Please, get up here.
Uh-oh.
All right, so this is how I feel, right?
Let's hear it.
Okay.
It's a fact that women are 10 times smarter than the men. So they're
okay.
Alive.
What?
10 times whatever. So it's hard to figure a woman out. But it's certain shit you should know about a woman to find out if she's lying. Like, she don't look at you straight. She looks down when she's talking to you. She shakes her head no. He walks away, shit like that.
Hmm. So when a female lies to you, are you hurt about it? Like, or do you like you think they lie anyway? So you kind of expect it.
I don't get even. I get odd.
Hmm. Say that again, sir.
I don't get even. I get odd.
That's a new one.
That's
a new one. How long you been in a relationship with your young lady, sir?
3 years.
And how many times has she lied to you?
27.
She's lied to you 27
wow.
times.
How do you even have the exact number?
What?
Like, was that the estimate? Was that an exact number?
I only know of those 27 times I've been lied to because I counted them and I asked the same question 27 times to see if she was telling me the truth.
So
I just acted in a different way.
You guys are still together. I hear her in the background. Your guys are still. What keeps y'all together, even though she lies to you?
You know, everybody makes mistakes. You know what I'm saying? And everybody is afraid of something. I mean,
a 27 mistakes?
Nah, not 27 mistakes.
After one or two.
I'm saying, nigga, I'm saying I asked the same question 27 different times and got the same answer until she finally told me.
Oh, okay, we get it, we get it. So she
lying
the
whole time until she really told me, pretty much.
Mm.
Okay.
But what's been keeping us together is, like, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, everybody deserves a second chance, you feel me? If two people love each other, say they love each other, and they won't work shit out, they're going to try to work shit out. If shit don't work, then it don't work. Niggas can be cool.
Nice. That's I was having a, you know, not to cut you off, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine at Starbucks the other day, and we was talking, and the marriage and the divorce rate has went up, and, you know, people ain't trying to get married, you know what I'm saying? So it's good to hear that, you know what I'm saying, you've been together 3 years, yeah, you guys have some ups and downs, 27 is a large number, and you like, listen, we love each other, let's work this thing out. I think if the listeners, a lot of people, they need to learn from this because I do agree. People give up.
Right.
And if you do, and we were talking about love, and females say that guys lie about love, and you just proved that you told her you love her, and by you sticking by her through her lies and deceit, this shows that you love her.
First of all, that's what you
were
doing
on
TV. First of all,
son.
So,
is that can we get her on the line, sir? Do you mind if we get her on the line? She's going off over there.
Look, I'm about to look. See, it ain't even about that. But.
But all jokes aside, I think this is an excellent thing, and that they're hearing this, because I'm also a big firm believer of not giving up. If you love somebody, and say the guy cheats or the female cheats, and they talk it out and they come to a mutual agreement, and yeah, it's not gonna be perfect, but the purpose of the relationship is preparing for marriage. That's all relationships are for. It's practices for that real thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're trying to find someone that got you and you got them.
Yeah.
And so, have you ever lied about your finances? And we're not just talking about her. We're talking about earlier in your career when you was, you know what I'm saying, you was a free agent and you was dating. You ever lied to a female about your finances or age?
Age, yes. Finances, I just don't speak of it. I don't think that's something that anybody else should be worried about. That's not the type of women I'm trying to attract. She asked questions like, how much money you make or what do you do? She's obviously out for one thing and one thing only, and I'm not supporting that.
Mm. Are you big on spending money on women? How do you feel as far as spending money?
Not you.
There you go.
It's not you. We talking about lying about finances and agentship. You want to keep... There we go.
I'm just throwing it out there. Is there? How do you feel about insecurities and stuff like that? How do you deal with that?
Oh man, how do I deal with that?
I'm learning that most women, and we're talking about Elmira, because this is our Elmira radio show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sponsored by Pregame Radio. You know what I mean? Brooklyn Black. And I learned that a lot of these females are insecure. They're insecure to where they'll stay with a man who beats on them. They're insecure to the fact where they will pay all their hard-earned cash to keep a man, taking them out to dinner, letting them drive their cars while they're at work. How do you feel about that?
I think, you know, this is how I see it, you understand? Every female been in a fucked-up situation before. And when a nice gentleman like myself...
Nah, okay.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And it's really a sweetheart and talk sweet and shit. They are worried about that because that's usually how abusive relationships start. First, a nigga be sweet, then they get the argument, then he's putting hands on them. You know what I'm saying?
So, sir, on live on radio, you called yourself a sweetheart?
Yeah, lady.
False. Okay. False. That's when I get to false.
I'm not stopping.
No, I
had to do that with us. Here we do. 707 Lake Street.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the plug in. Pause.
There you go. Nah, but that insecure shit, it's something that can be fixed easily. You know what I'm saying? You just got to be persistent. You know what I'm saying? I had to be persistent for 2.5 years, so, and I just got over it.
That shows a lot about your personality, sir. That shows a lot about, you know what I'm saying, your tattooiness. I don't know if I said that right, but it shows a lot. It shows, you know, your dedication to your actual situation. And a lot of men, you know what I'm saying, if hopefully they're listening, they should learn from that. And because most men, they want to give up. And that's the same thing on that female end. Females are being in a relationship with a guy and just say, oh, they'll take the keys back, or they'll take the keys to the car and be like, oh, I don't want to be with you no more. And that's what they do. And
right.
They just give up. Why invest so much time, your money, your time, getting to know someone just to split up when things go sour or things don't go your way? And so I salute you, sir, on the show. Real Talk with Lucky Me, you know. And it's a good thing. What's your take on the Brooklyn Black from what you heard?
I agree. Like, if he's really willing to put in all of the dedicate everything and try to make it work, and he can look past the faults and the insecurities and, you know, the bullshit, and she's making a genuine, conscious effort to not do dumb shit and not, you know, lie or whatever, then, yo, more power to him. They, you know, I hope everything worked out. But that story is one in a million. It's a rare story. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, they got problems and things like that, and yet they still all together and they still working it out. You know, that's how it was back in the day. You know, ain't no divorce, and, you know, we got family, we working this shit out.
Mm.
You know, but nowadays, things like marriage have become like more of a business merger than something based on actual love and companionship or whatever. People lost sight of that. So for homie and them to have that type of relationship, that's, like I said, highly commendable.
All right, well, you know, I'm getting some plugins on the Facebook from a Miss Wright. She lives out there in Endicott, New York. Pause, Endicott. And she said his financial status, and he says he's single, but had a baby mom, a girlfriend, and a lover on his side, and always taking care of him, and another one. And saying the car that he's driving is really his baby mom's car. Things that make you go, Well, That's the baby mom thing. Like I said, when a girl, like, I know for me, because, you know, I deal with a lot of ladies with my Facebook or whatever, and they ask me, like, oh, do you have a baby mother? Now, like I said on my status, I think that's irrelevant. I think a guy, he doesn't have to tell a female that up front that he has a baby mother, because if she's not willing to take care of his kids, what she got to say, you know what I'm saying, her knowing that is irrelevant. It's just extra information. You know what I'm saying? Or that was just another excuse for her not to give him buns, or whatever the case may be. That's why if I meet a girl, she's like, oh, lucky you got kids, I'd be like, you crazy, girl. And I'll spin off of it. But I'll ask her, does she have kids? Because that's important. Because if a girl has 4 kids and 4 different baby fathers, that's drama. I don't care what they say. That's drama. I don't care. I don't care if she say, oh, well, 2 of them is in jail, and 1 of them take care of it, and 1 of them, he's just walking around the town or whatever, it's still going to be drama. Because if you go out with shorty, you're going to be at the movies, you throwing popcorn in her mouth and all that, somebody's going to see you. He's going to get back to one of the baby fathers who's in jail. He just came home for doing 6 years. His arms is as big as a house, and then you got a lot going on. You agree, Brooklyn?
I agree. So, but the thing about it is too, and man, they got crazy baby mama shit too. Like, you know what I'm saying, he can not be with her, but she still come around. Hell, she
I know,
just
yo,
came out. Yeah,
there's a dude in Elmira who has 7 kids at 19 years old.
7 kids at 19?
7 kids at 19 years old. And you got
wow.
That cookie crisp.
Damn.
He got the cookie, Chris.
That mean that shit looks like the Grand King.
Mr. The prince, are you still there?
Yeah.
How do you feel about dating females? Do you think females lie about their kids and stuff like that? Their baby fathers and stuff like that?
I got to say this first. So whoever that was in Endicott, that's the definition of a duck. Don't front. If you're going to keep it 100, keep it 100. That's your baby mom's call. Now, I feel like this. If she got kids, that's important to know. That's something you should know. Don't lie about that to me. Like, because if some run around here with a machete or something, he crazy, I got to know that so I can get up out of there. You know what I'm saying? If you gonna lie about it, then what else you gonna lie about? Like that's something you obviously I don't give a fuck if I'm asking.
Okay, so you have I just checked and you have a 607 zip code, area code we even call it, and you're from Elmira, New York. How long have you lived in Elmira, New York?
15 years.
15 years in Elmira, New York. The three top things that you like and dislike about Elmira women.
Oh, three top things I like and dislike. Elmira women is sassy. I like that. I dislike it's a lot of bullshit with them.
You want to elaborate?
Soldiers movies, you know what I'm saying? Baby father drama and all that, and just lying and running around acting crazy and saying you're not acting crazy. Like, they do shit like shorties be humping my man, calling my phone. You know what I'm saying? That's my son went through some shit like that. Shorty was humping my man, call his phone, calling baby and shit. They sitting right next to each other. Like, you feel me? They got jobs, though. I mean, I like that. Shit ain't too bad.
And do you feel... All right, girl, I'll let you say your last one, because I want to hit you one more thing. We don't want to keep
you... It's over.
Okay. Well, I learned... You know, I'm learning things, and I was having a conversation with a female earlier on Facebook, because I do a lot of off-the-air stuff as far as, like, counseling. Like, I'm a love doctor or something. But from
love
what
doctor.
I get... Females pay for emotion from emotional support from men out here, whether it's through their paychecks, through their food stamps, or the SSI or whatever. These women seem like they pay for a guy to love them. Do you feel that females do that out here? You've been out here a long time. I've only been out here for less than a year, and that's what I picked up. Is there truth to what I'm saying?
Yeah, that bad. It depends on who it is, you know what I'm saying? Because it's rare that you'll find a real bitch, but, excuse me, ladies, but if, I don't know, man, yeah, I picked that up. I've been seeing that. They pay for that. But they like, what they got to offer somebody might not be enough, you know what I'm saying? And they never had nobody spend time with them or had nobody do for them, so they too used to doing for other people, so they just keep doing that.
So you think it's a repetitive cycle as far as the generations out here in Elmira, that these females, they watch their parents do it and they feel that, all right, whatever, if I got to take care of a man and keep him in the house, so be it. At least I'm not alone. You think that's the thinking?
Yeah, for some. Others, it might be that they just never had nobody, like, at all. No parents, no, they do whatever they want, I'm saying? And that's how they got to keep friends and shit like that.
All right, so pretty much, you know, we're gonna wrap it up with you as far as conversation with you. So if you was to give any advice to any young couple coming up in the game and they want to have longevity like you and your young ladies had so already, what advice would you truly, honestly give them?
I say that. When you argue or you discuss something, make sure that you listen to each other. You said it. You talk about problems rather than screaming at each other, and you just don't give up. Like if you wanted that, you pursued that, you spent all your time on that, you might as well just keep that thing pushing, man. Just keep on going, I guess.
Nice. Like I said, so all the hopefully the guys that's listening, hopefully, you know what I'm saying? I know you're an inspiration, you know, to me as far as the longevity of a relationship, because if anybody that knows me, truly knows me, know I, you know, value a good, decent, you know, honest relationship and the ability not to give up. You know what I mean? Like I said before, if I have to reiterate, females and guys, we're so quick to want to give up. We get an argument and we say, fuck this shit. And then they go to the bars and they cheat and then they fuck up everything that they created when they could have just talked it out like you've been doing with your young lady for 3 years, sir. And so, Brooklyn Black, you want to give him a clap on that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give him a hand clap on that, no doubt.
Let's give him a hand clap on that.
I think I'm working on it.
But, no, you definitely deserve a round of applause for that. We salute you. How old are you, sir? 23. All right, Press, we want to thank you, you know what I'm saying? Call in anytime. If you got something you want to voice on the show, we want to thank you for having you on the show, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to see you at the crib.
All right, sir. Yo, Brooklyn Black.
Shout out. You know, I'm already in the building. For those who don't know, it's Real Talk with Lucky Me featuring Brooklyn Black, powered by Free Game Radio. We're here doing the damn thing. Shout out to everyone over at Steels and Deals, 707 Lake Street in Elmira.
Oh.
Holding it down. Shout out to everybody here at Free Game Radio. You know the list is kind of long right now, but we're going to pay some bills. Come right back. Still wild out. Remember, we're still talking, back to school and all that good stuff, too. So hit us up 347-857-4302. And since luck was RB, that's what we're doing tonight. And we'll be right back.
Yeah. We're back. Yo, if you're just tuning in, it's Real Talk with Lucky Me and Brooklyn Black, powered by Pregame Radio.
Yo, I had to play that new Drake for you, man.
That was smooth. Like, it got me in the zone. Got me feeling, see, I calmed down a little bit because, you know what I'm saying, he was smooth with it as far as the music and all that. And so he was talking about a lot of things in that track, you know what I'm saying? I listened to the music or whatever. But if you're just tuning in, we're talking about lives and stuff like that. We're going to switch gears, and we're talking about back to school. Back to school stuff. Finally, the summer's over. Mothers, and now your kids can go back, and now you can get a break. You know what I'm saying? Now you can sleep in late and stuff like that. But we're about to break down. I'm going to give you five, and Brooklyn Black is going to give you five things that mothers should be doing while their kids are in school, or what they could be doing. You want to start? Let me set it off, Brooklyn Black?
Well, if you are a stay-at-home mom or you get home fairly early during the day before you guys get the kids, clean the house.
Clean the house. There should be no reason why your crib should be a mess. Well, I don't know the time. I've been in elementary school or school for a while now. What are the times now? What is it, from 8 to 3 o'clock? School is? 8 in the morning to 3, right? So that's about once a week. That's about 7 hours, if I'm not mistaken. 7-8 hours. I'm sorry, is it 7 hours? Yeah, that's about 7 hours. There's no way there should be dishes in your sink. There should be no reason why the laundry isn't done. There should be no reason why you're still in the bed. It shouldn't be no reason. So, two. All you, a lot of mothers out here in Elmira, you have a lot of babies and stuff like that, and you got that beer belly, and you don't drink beer. Now, I understand you. Everybody's not rich, and you can't get sports, you know, New York Sports and Fitness, or you don't have a car, so you can't get the Planet Fitness and get your workout on. They have things on the internet where you can do workouts in the home.
Huh?
Planet
Fitness is $11 a month.
Yeah, but if the way it is out here in Elmira, New York, I think it's in Horseheads or something like that, or you have to drive to it, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, some people have cars, but a lot of people don't. And so, what's going on, boss? And so, if they got distracted by a customer or a potential customer.
Yeah, and on cable, they got fitness channels and stuff. They got fitness on demand. You can go and click on the workout you want. You can do the damn thing. You want to work on your stomach? You can do abs, and she'll show you all the cool shit to do with your abs on your back and all that. So they got that stuff. So you can do
and
that, ladies, if you want to get it right, get it tight and all that. That's
yes,
what
yes.
Doing.
Yep. And as far as the exercise thing, then we have the other option, a part-time job. Yes, I said it. It's not like it's kryptonite, ladies. Part-time job. It could be at McDonald's, Burger King, whatever. Elmira, New York is low living. You can be able to work part-time and make a little bit of money for those Jordans that you buy, your expensive Jordans that you buy your kids, extra food, you know, welfare is cutting down on what they got people doing and stuff like that for assistance. Part-time job. Don't be scared to get back into the working field. I know it's been a while. You done had babies. It's 5 years, and you shouldn't be scared to get back out there and work. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm not saying that a lot of women aren't working, but the ones that just sit at home and just think, all right, now I'm going to catch up on my stories because my kids are away in school and I can smoke and get drunk in the morning. No, don't drink, don't smoke, don't wait on the stories. Get that part-time job. Create a better situation for you and your family and stuff like that, and you make it good money. You got number four, Brooklyn Black?
How you doing? I'm all right.
And also, if you're going to be home, the crib is clean. Hey, sometimes, you know, ladies who actually learn how to cook, you guys are great. But those who are microwave divas and delivery queens, you know, they got channels, YouTube videos. Get in the kitchen. All that takeout and microwave food.
A restaurant.
Thank you.
I'm supposed to be open the next couple
of days. What you saying? I'm sorry. I'm having technical difficulties over here. What you saying, Brooklyn Black?
Well,
I was saying, you know, to the microwave fever than the delivery queen, you know what I'm saying? There's TV shows. There's YouTube videos. Learn how to cook a dish.
Yes. Yes, we have to. Well, I know it's been, I think, it's been since Thursday, and I always like to get people to inform them on what's been going on as far as the ladies, with Lucky Me and the ladies, and I got to tell a story, Brooklyn Black, and you have to give me, you know, your thoughts on what actually happened. So, you know, I go to Lando's, you know what I mean? Out here, Lando's is the bar, club type thing they got going on, and I see a young lady that I recently deleted off my Facebook, but the only reason why I deleted her off my Facebook, because she wanted to be a text buddy. She wanted to be a Facebook, I am, talk to me all day type of person. And so I wasn't with that, and there's some more other things to that. But anyway, I seen her, and so what I do, I'm a gentleman, and I approached her. I said, hey, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? I two-stepped my way over there and all that. And I said, yo, can I buy you a drink? Your drink looked kind of low, like you got a lot of ice at the bottom, and it looked like it was no liquor in there. And so I offered to buy her a drink, and she declined. And I kind of, you know, I Roger Rabbit. I might have to make it tomorrow. Wow. Yeah, so she pretty much dissed me on her buying the drink and stuff like that. And so me and my dude, we go sit down on the speakers, and I see a nice little snow bunny, and I go to holler at the snow bunny. How much you want for that? Because you want that. Make me an offer. So my dude peeped her, rolling her eyes at me. Or whatever. My dude peeped her rolling her eyes at me. So pretty much she was jealous because I was talking to the other girl or whatever. And thank you, boss.
Thank you.
And so my thing is, all right, why get jealous when I just came and offered to buy you a drink? I wanted to possibly be a boyfriend in the past, but you horseplay. What do you take from that? What was her thoughts? What was she thinking? Or what she was just, what you think, Brooklyn Black? I was confused when it came to that.
Well, she probably wanted to be. She probably wanted you to be persistent, like, you know what I'm saying, to keep coming at her. That she would eventually break and give you the number or the answer to if they got a dance floor or whatever, Orlando. But you know, she probably wanted that sense that, like, you know, you moved on. I guess she felt a little salty. Now, women, that's your fault. That's your bad. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because, yo, we accept you if you say, nah, we ain't dating you or whatever. All right, peace, have a good night. I'm out. I'm going to leave you alone. I ain't going to bother you no more. So if you want to play that hard to get shit, don't do it at the spot. Because for everyone that's going to say no, at least 5-3 that will say yes, so we're going to keep it moving.
I don't know. To me, it all boils down to the lie. The whole theme of today is lies and people lying, guys lying, and now we're going to switch gears and we're going to talk about the females and the lies that they do. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if you dealt with it, but I dealt with it a lot.
Hold on. You got a caller.
Let's get on.
This is 8128. You're live on Real Talk. Good luck to me. It's your boy, Brooklyn Black, in the building. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
You're on the air.
And they drop.
They drop. All right, but like I said, the lies, and these are the lies that, I'm telling you, lies that piss me off, because I'm going to shoot it straight. If you live in a town where you can take a cab and you'll be there in less than 5 minutes, there should be no reason why you should lie about meeting up with somebody. If you, ladies, you need to, it's like a job. You know what I'm saying? You got to be there. Like, you know what I'm saying? They tell you, all right, this is your schedule. And I'm trying to say, like, men should schedule women and stuff like that. But in a way, it's like that. You know, if it's a week in advance, say, hey, we're going to go to the movies. We're going to get some cookies or something like that. We're going to chill or whatever. We're doing this on Saturday at 5 o'clock. So in the guy's mind, Saturday at 5 o'clock, he's getting up with Sally Joe. We're going to name her Sally Joe. Getting up with Sally Joe. I learned that these Elmira girls, they are stunt. They the most stuntingest females on the planet. They the most stuntingest. I'm going to say that again. The most stunningest females on the planet. Now, the reason why I think they front is for a couple reasons. Their house is dirty. They don't want a nigga come over because they'll be exposed. Because a female can get on Facebook and say, oh, I'm about this. I'm a bad bitch, and I'm about my business, and she can voice her opinions on certain topics, and it can make us believe that she got her shit going on. But in actuality, she doesn't. So when a guy hit her up and say, hey, I'm coming over to pick you up, or let's go eat, let's go do this, she knows that she really don't have no shoes. She don't have a good outfit to wear. Her hair is a hot mess, but she was talking shit on Facebook all day, and she can't make it. Another reason, they be living with their baby fathers and lying like they're not single. You know what I'm saying? They front like they're single, but they're living with their baby fathers. So they can't make it out. Instead of shooting it straight in the beginning and saying, listen, I fuck with my baby father. This nigga pay half of the rent, and so he makes it easier for me. I don't really like the nigga, but it's cheaper for him to stay here because, you know what I'm saying, it's rough for me. I got kids. I don't like him, but he brings a little bit of money. He got SSI, so I keep him around. That's what happens.
Yeah.
I must say it again. Elmira is the most stuntiest place of all time. These girls, they stunt, and they lie. It's good. Even the ones with jobs are the most stuntiest females on the planet. The number one excuse that I hear when it comes to females in Elmira, oh, I don't have a babysitter. Oh, my baby father didn't take my child. Oh, I don't have no money. But you got money to go to the bar. You got money to buy the new Jordans. You're selling your food stamps, but you don't have no money. I don't know. Am I going in too much, Brooklyn Black?
Not at all. That's 100% legit. Oh, my religion, why
are
y'all doing that?
Why do they do that?
You know.
Prime example, a girl, a little young thing, 18-year-old girl, comes to the store, I kick to her, boom, she give me her number or whatever. She said, yo, add me on the Facebook, da-da-da, I'm feeling your situation was popping. You know what I'm saying? Now, I didn't tell her that my name was Lucky Me at first. I told her my name was Stephon. You know what I mean? I switch it up from time to time. And so she goes to find out, oh, yeah, I just met this guy. She tells her friend, oh, I just met this guy named Lucky Me. He got his little shop, whatever, da-da-da. And her friends tell her, oh, Lucky Me, he's a dog. He's a whore. He put his dick in everything, which changed her whole perception of me when she gave me the number. Now, when I hit her up, like, yo, it was good. I'm off. I'm ready to get a bite to eat. I don't have a car, but my cab money is good. Let's go get a meal. Oh, you can't text me no more because this and that, whatever. I have a boyfriend. You have a boyfriend now? You was just in my store at my face, smiling, giggling at all my jokes. A lot of eye contact. But now you got a boyfriend. I don't know, Brooklyn, but I think we need to go to a nice R&B song, B. We just need to do it. We need a song.
Oh, man. You need something, man. You hollering at 18. But we'll be right back. 4302. It's real talk to Lucky Me. I'm Brooklyn Black. Lucky Me needs counseling, and we'll be right back.
I'm going to have you talk about your shit.
I just can't live without you. while I wanna flaunt
That's
you.
Right.
I'ma always want you when nobody wants you. If I die now, my love will still haunt
Come
you.
On.
Mace ain't the one that'll pay for your phone. Mace be the one that'll take you home.
That's
Even
right.
though I'm not the one that gave you the stones
yeah.
on your days alone, I can make you moan. Everybody know I got more bounce than an ounce.
Bad boy, get more money than you can count.
Why I'm buying things you can't even pronounce. I do it till you pass for a large amount. And when the beef come, you know where to be found.
Why
well, be around till the winner is announced.
The winner
then you go,
is.
Girl, with thousands in your palm. Why you can't let bygones be bygones?
Where do I go? What must I do if I can't live? Like I'm the only one for you. Girl, I want
to be
Oh, yeah.
No one else.
I need you and
only
I need
you.
Oh, baby.
Why can't we
make
it happen?
Oh.
Maybe I need
oh, baby.
You
baby.
I like
I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Talking about liars, the men who lie, and we're talking about the females who lie. Yo, Brooklyn Black, I got a special guest in the building, and he's going to, you know, I got customers in the store, and so he's going to take over pretty much and, you know, talk about females that lie on Facebook and stuff like that. All right?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
What's up? What's up?
What's up?
This is Middle Legs, a.k.a. and left, but I'm just going to just give it to him short and brief, you know. Hello?
Yeah, so what's your take about women lying?
Well, a lot of women lie, you know what I'm saying? Like, they lie about everything. They lie about their Social Security number. You know what I'm saying? They lie about everything, man, you know. Females lie about the fact that they don't, you know what I mean, they don't want no real relationship. You know what I'm saying? They want a real relationship, but they can't handle a real relationship. You heard?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Now,
so,
how many times, like, you know, where you went one of those joints, man, where you're somewhere shorty and she just lied for stupid shit?
Plenty of times, man, plenty of times. You know what I'm saying? Dates. Even when I was in school, it was just like that. You know what I'm saying? It was just parody lie, man. Just lie, man. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's all about, you know what I'm saying, the man is lying, and I don't understand why, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I can understand why most niggas will lie, but, you know, when real niggas that tell the truth, you know what I'm saying, they don't understand the real nigga. You know what I'm saying? They understand the bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
I got you. So, I don't know, you have kids?
Nah, I don't have no kids.
All right, no kids. All right, so you in the Elmira area. So what are three things you like about Elmira women and three things you don't?
Well, for starters, the things that I do like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Things I do like, it's kind of hard, but it's kind of easy. For one, is the beauty. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, they're beautiful. You know, there's some beautiful Elmira women out here. You know, you know, unique conversation. Their unique, you know what I mean, sense of conversation. And the third thing, what is the third thing? I don't even know about the third thing. that's gotta probably be on hold for a second. So I'm gonna go into the, you know what I mean, the dislikes. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what's three things you don't like about
them? Well, the fact that they it's just the fact that they like to lie. They like to, you know, they're insecure. They don't, you know what I'm saying? They don't have a sense of, you know what I mean, who's real. Yeah, I mean, overall, it's just they're insecure. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing is just insecurity with me. I don't like, you know what I'm saying? And their sense of not knowing who they are as a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Got you. So we still rocking in the building. It's real talk, lucky me. We got this bad boy holding it down for a while. He going and to buy some gold, sell some gold, or whatever it is he's doing at 707 Lake Street.
Yes, sir.
347-8574-302. You know, we're talking lies. Men, women, you know what I'm saying? Who does more? Why do they do it? You know what I'm saying? We're covering all that. Also, you know, back to school, what the stay-at-home mom should be doing while the kids are back to school. You guys have, like, a seven-hour period. Get as much shit done as possible before you guys go pick them up or before they're dropped off. And some, you got lost because they're in after school programs and stuff.
During, hey, I don't know what they should be doing during the time. Yeah, y'all covered that a little bit. You know what I'm saying? The working out, the cleaning the house.
Right. We're covering all those bases. You know,
yeah, you covered all that. You know what I'm saying? You covered that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, hold up. They probably, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hold up. They get, you know what I'm saying? How about lunch dinners? I mean, lunch dates. You know what I'm saying? We can have lunch dates.
Well, get up around 12 o'clock, your son eat, be done by 1:30. You know what I'm saying? Still do what you gotta do, get the kids.
Yeah. At 12, you know what I'm saying? Not too early. Ain't trying to have breakfast. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lunch is probably like what, noonish to 1:30.
Right.
You know what I mean? It depends though, cause some girls gotta get their kids around like, you know, 1:30 to 2 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Some of them do. So around like 12, 11:30, 12 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? We have a little lunch date, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
All right, that's what it is. We're going to pay some more bills. We'll be right back. And we're going to figure out, you know, what are some ways to deal with a crazy ex. And we're not talking about baby mom. We're talking about an ex. You know, there's no kids, none of that. Hit us at 347-857-4302. And we'll be right back. Real Talk with Lucky Me, powered by Pre-Game Radio.
Yes.
After midnight and she's on your phone. They ain't come over cause she's all alone. I could tell it was your ex by your tone. Why is she calling now after so long?
Now what is it that she wants? Tell me what is it that she needs? I can hear about the brand new things that you just bought for me.
When you can't say no, and I feel like stop the show, boy, I really need to.
Yeah, what's that? Live, real talk to Lucky Me, powered by Free Game Radio. I'm your boy, Brooklyn Black.
And I'm Lucky Me. And I'm back.
Oh, there it is.
And I'm back. Now, you know, we got 10 minutes left on the show. I had to vent a little bit because, you know what I'm saying, I was stood up. Listen, let me tell you, I was stood up, but I was trying to be a nice guy. A young lady out here in Elmira was venting on Facebook and by her man and love being in love and stuff like that. And I said, you know something, I have the gift. Exactly. I have the gift to make ladies smile and, you know, get their mind off stuff. So I said, miss, why don't I'll take you to Denny's, you know what I'm saying? Put some pancakes in your system on me, you know what I mean? I can close the shop up early just to, you know, make sure she's good money. And she reneged. She was a renegger. I hate reneggers.
Now, yes. The question I asked before we went to the break was, how do you deal with a crazy ex? Not talking.
Crazy
mother.
Ex? Just a crazy ex in general? Well,
you know, don't try to let go. And
you
so
be crazy.
Yes, I think we got to call in to and weigh in. We got a few minutes left, so this is what we're going in on, and we'll probably pick it up next Monday at our regular scheduled time.
Well, you have to be crazier than them. You have to be crazier than, like, for me, if I had a crazy ex or whatever, I'll start doing stuff. I'll start showing up at church and stuff like that. For my baby, I love you. I want to be with you. You start going to the job. You go there in slippers and a house robe and be like, hey, baby, you know what I'm saying? You left this. And you come with a wig or something like that. You have to get crazier than them. And that's what I would do. What would you do, Brooklyn Black?
I've never experienced a crazy ex because even despite we still have cool friendships or whatever to this day. So, but I do know stories. I have heard stories. I have helped people out with their crazy exes, you know. But I say it like this, man. If the number change don't work and blocking on Facebook don't work, you know, just to keep it civil, get a restraining order, man.
Nah, I mean,
we got a caller.
Let's get him in.
You're live on the air, so talk to Lucky Me. What's good?
You're on the air, caller.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Lucky?
Yes, this is him speaking.
Bethany.
Who is this?
Bethany.
How you doing, Miss Stephanie?
I'm good.
How you doing? Thank you for calling the show. You know, Brooklyn Black is the co-host, whatever. You want to say hi to him?
Hello.
All right, Miss, we earlier, you know, not jump. Have you had any crazy exes?
Yeah.
And how you dealt with it?
I left him alone.
How did you? What I'm saying is, obviously he was crazy for a reason. So how you dealt with it?
Got with somebody else and dealt with it. No, he dealt with it.
Oh, so pretty much you're saying get a new. If any ladies got any crazy dudes trying to, you know, exes, have the new boyfriend beat him up or let him deal with it. That's pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah, not in the sense of beating him up, but just like let him.
Yeah, my pep talk.
Because. A lot of niggas out here is like, if he got an ex and she with another girl, he ain't gonna come around.
But do you think that's the guy's place to deal with your ex's craziness?
If you want to be with you, I think so.
What you think, Brooklyn Black? If a girl, you on no strength and you bag a shorty and she got a crazy ex, do you think it's your responsibility to deal with it?
Hell no. That's her business.
That's our business, right? Yeah,
I want to get back to your conversation about you talking about these Elmira girls fronting and shit.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Now, you see my house, right?
Yes, ma'am.
My house is not dirty. I got kids. We went to the movies. I paid half the cab and all that, and you still won't give me the time of day.
Now,
is it because I'm black?
So that's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it live on the radio show. We're going to do this live. Well, you know, I'm going to be honest with all the callers and everything. All right, miss, you said you wasn't black.
I ain't.
You know,
black.
I'm going to keep it funny with you, miss. It's not about giving you the time of day because, like I said, I already gave you kudos on the Facebook that you have a lovely house or apartment. Your kids are well taken care of. Your house is clean. You're independent. You got your own vehicle, things of that nature. It's not about giving you the time of day. When it, with me, I'm emotional, and kids are very important to me. And your kid's father is somewhat in their lives. You know what I mean? I don't want to go too specific, but your kid's father is in their lives. And for me, yes, ma'am?
It's not even like, it's not that I want to be in a relationship with you. I just want to be your friend, and you still won't even do that.
Miss, I have to, I don't agree with you on that, miss. I don't agree with
I
you.
Do.
I don't agree with you on that one, because,
So let's just say, like, you know, she wants to be friends, and you can't deal with that, and you're saying that's not the case.
That is not the case at all. Any female that's friends with me know that they can come sit in the shop with me, watch a good movie, eat, whether it's at the movie theaters or in the shop, go out to eat and stuff like this. Earlier today,
but you don't do it.
Miss,
you have to go with somebody else.
I have to disagree with you again, miss. Me and you went to the movies. You're one of the only ones I kind of went. You're the only one. Actually, you're the only female in Amara that I went to the movies with.
All right, but then you put on Facebook you wanted to go again. And I thought I wanted to go, but did we go? No.
Ooh, did somebody set somebody up?
Huh?
Well, I didn't even go, to be honest. I didn't go, but I did not stand her up because there wasn't an actual plan to go to the movies. Were you stood up? Do you feel you were stood up? Miss Green?
Let me say my name like that, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Really.
Exactly. So, Brooklyn Black, I don't stand... I don't like being stood up. I do not stand ladies up. But I'm going to take into consideration, miss, that you would love to be my friend. And I think it's kind of cute that you said that on the air. And pause. And I would make more of a conscious effort to be a better friend to you. And things of that
nature.
That's all you want. Do you forgive me, though? Because I've been a bad friend to you. Do you forgive me?
Yes, I'll forgive you.
See, there we go. Oh, hugs. Can we get a...
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Listen, real quick, we want to get a pregame hug real quick.
Yeah.
All right, we got the hug. All right, Brooklyn Black.
All right, so thanks to anybody who's alive on the check-in with us tonight. Tune in Monday, 8 p.m. We're doing the damn thing again. We'll be covering more stuff. Check me out, my show, Friday, Saturday nights, 11 p.m. pregame radio.
Yeah. Tune in, baby.
Follow us on Twitter, pregame_radio. He's Mr. New City. I'm Brooklyn. I want you guys to have a good one. We're out of here. Peace.
Peace.